The opinions expressed here are those of the individual participants. Curry Coast Community Radio takes no position on issues discussed in this program. The information provided is not intended to substitute for professional medical advice. Always seek the advice of your personal physician or other qualified healthcare professional before changing your healthcare treatment, diet, or lifestyle.
We are so glad to have you here today. We are coming to you from Brookings Harbor, Oregon, KCIW. This is Misty Young with the Ocean Mist Power Hour, and I'm here with Sherry Carey Baum.
Good day.
Hello, Sherry. How are you?
Wonderful.
Good. Glad to have you here today. And of course, we're co-hosts of the Ocean Mist Power Hour, broadcasting out of KCIW 100.7 FM on your radio dial. This is the little radio station that could, that did, that is. Started from nothing, created into something, and now here we are bringing you programming that matters to Brookings Harbor, Oregon. We'd call this the gateway of the Great Pacific Northwest. It is about as far west as you can get in the continental U.S., the home of daffodils in December, flowers all year round, and truly the nicest people you'll ever meet. Where the mountains and the old-growth redwoods meet the sea, Harbor and Brookings is home to me. And it's home to you too, isn't it, Sherry?
It sure is. I love it here. It's so beautiful. So many places to hike. Just stunning.
Oh, yeah. It's fantastic.
We're so lucky.
I think we are so, so lucky to be here. Now, before we get started talking to you about nutrition today, and we're actually going to talk about nutrition supplements today, we want to say thank you very much to the entire KCIW sound engineering and production crew. Even though we are here outside of the studio, recording during the coronavirus lockdown, things still are not yet back to normal.
No.
Those folks are there, ready, willing, and able to do the sound editing on the back end to make sure that we can bring you programming that matters. Additionally, we've got folks on the board of directors and volunteers out in the community that help to bring KCIW programming to a wider audience. So, having said all of that, woohoo! I would like to say, Sherry, I am so glad that you're here and that you're the co-host of the Ocean Mist Power Hour, because although I'm a nutrition nerd and not a scientist, I'm not a medical professional, I'm just a geek, we both do hold certificates from the plant-based nutrition program at E. Cornell T. Colin Campbell Center for Nutrition Studies. But you are actually a medical professional.
I am
a scientist. And
well,
you're a geek.
I'm a nurse and a nurse practitioner.
Yeah, I love it. A nurse and a nurse practitioner and formerly a certified nurse midwife.
Yes.
Having served all over the world in a lot of different
Very
places.
Very lucky.
Yeah,
so lucky to have gotten to travel and teach all over the world.
That's fantastic. Well, today I know we want to talk about supplements. And I'd actually like to start by sharing a little bit of information that T. Colin Campbell talks about in his book, his longtime best-selling book, The China Study. And he really, you know, one of the things that he says about supplements is that they really aren't designed for long-term protection against disease. He says that vitamins and nutrient supplements do not give you long-term protection against disease. And he recommends that we get our supplements from whole foods, which is what we're all about.
Absolutely.
What's your take on that?
Well, when you look at supplements and the industry in our country, it's crazy amazing to realize that we spend $37 billion a year. And this is from Business Insider. This isn't just a study that I pulled out of my hat.
Right.
$37 billion a year on supplements that haven't been proven to change our health,
right,
improve it. And then also, some studies are showing that it actually has been shown to cause more hospital visits. So a study that was published in the New England Journal of Medicine back in 2016, so only three years ago. I mean, this is not bad research. They estimated that 23,000 emergency room visits were linked just to supplements.
Did you say 23,000 emergency room visits
and those are the ones that required attention, immediate attention, right?
Those
are not ones where, you know, they might have thrown up or whatever, headaches, severe headaches. These are things that required emergency visits. And that's crazy because people are spending hard-earned money on something that they're hoping is going to make an improvement on their health.
Right.
And it's just not proven to be. So it's not proven to be really
the panacea that people think it is.
Absolutely. Right. You have such a beautiful way with words.
I'm a wordsmith girl.
You are really good at that.
Well, the thing that's crazy is I think our society is so focused on getting a pill to fix everything.
You know,
whether you're
absolutely
overweight or obese and you're wanting to use Orlistat or Ally, you know, don't worry, it may create fecal leakage.
Oh, man, let me tell you, that was
gross.
Just the most disgusting thing. And when it came out, I was practicing in a private office, and they were like, well, just make sure your clients, if they do choose to use this product, because it was over the counter. We didn't order it, did we?
Oh, yeah, right. No, I don't remember if it was over. I know it's over the counter now.
Now,
right?
I think it started over the counter, but we were told by the drug reps, if your patients take it, make sure they have an extra pair of pants in their purse or bag.
Oh my gosh.
Okay.
Right. Because it may cause fecal spotting.
Like anal leakage.
Anal leakage, right. And pay no attention that you're pooping your pants at work. That's just one supplement. When you think about the wide world of supplements that people take, the supplements include vitamin A, vitamin D, and magnesium, and C, and bioflavonoids, and rutin, and hesperidin, and citrus, and I mean, there's so many things that people take, quercetin, and pomegranate, and superoxide dismutase. Do you even know what superoxide dismutase is?
Mm-mm.
I don't. It's some kind of enzyme.
Oh, wow. That's impressive.
But what about when people are taking these handfuls of pills?
Oh, it's disgusting.
Thinking they're going to change their lives.
First of all, there's so many points to that. I don't even know where to begin.
Right?
It's like my mind is exploding with what I want to say, and that's why it's not coming out of my mouth very well. it's oral leakage.
Oh, no. That's awesome.
But I want you to go back to the history of supplements. So in the 30s and 40s, supplements were created, but they were to address certain nutrients deficiencies, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And those were the deficiencies of rickets and scurvy.
Rickets and scurvy. So scurvy is the thing you get when you don't have fresh fruits and vegetables containing vitamin C.
Sailors had it, right? Because they traveled for so long.
Right.
People weren't flying, and people who worked on the boats would be on the boats forever. So they ran out of fresh foods.
Yes.
So they didn't have enough vitamin C to prevent scurvy. Rickets was a lack of vitamin D. That had to do with bone development and sturdiness.
Mm-hmm. And stamina, bone development, sturdiness.
I feel so bad to anybody who's listening to me today. I swear, it's not that I need supplements.
No, you know what it is? We're both recording after a period of frustration with our microphones. So to you, our listeners, thank you for being with us.
So very patient.
Yeah, and thank you
so
for being
very
patient.
But when we think about it, that was the main purpose, was one specific problem. And now we think that there's a supplement to fix everything.
Yeah.
And there isn't. And you have to remember, they're not being studied. The FDA regulation is so very different because supplements are considered food.
And I think the supplement industry really pushed that narrative, right? They
absolutely
wanted it to be food so they wouldn't have to be studied, so they wouldn't have to be heavily scrutinized by the FDA, which is why they're not regulated by the Food and Drug Administration. Is that right?
Right. And if you think about it, think about the years it takes to get a medication approved.
Right.
FDA is very hard on it. They have to have study after study and proven that they're safe and they're not going to cause harm.
Yeah.
Well, supplements are considered safe until proven unsafe.
Wow. So you
so
think about
huge difference.
Right. You think
huge
about that whole thing. Years ago, people were all taking Metabolife. Remember that?
Oh, that caused a lot of problems.
It
How about
did.
Fin-Fin?
Right.
I mean, we were getting those from doctors and we didn't realize basically that it was causing heart damage.
Right. I mean, but Fin-Fin was
prescribed.
It was a prescription, but you could buy Metabolife or Hydroxycut,
right?
You just walk into the grocery store and buy it. And it was causing liver damage on
it
people
was.
And kidney disease.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
It's terrible.
Pretty darn scary if you think about it.
The scary part is that people are trusting. They're like, well, it's in a label with the sun coming
and
up
it's
on
a pretty
it. And
label,
it's pretty.
And
it says
it's
natural, so.
Oh, that's the one. Yeah.
Right. It's all marketing hype.
Because what is natural?
it's not defined by the FDA, right?
But we don't even know what natural means.
Well, we all sort of have this idea that it means like grass and trees.
Yeah.
And, fresh and clean and pure. But in fact, it's a marketing term that they can slap on anything they want to.
Really, right? It has absolutely no meaning.
No meaning whatsoever.
Right.
That's crazy.
It's the same trick that we keep talking about that, you know, is like fingernails on a chalkboard for me. Whole food.
Right.
Right? Instead of whole food, plant-based.
Right, right.
So, or even plant-based instead of whole food, plant-based. So it's marketing tricks on how to get you to buy their product without giving the information that you need to make a good consumer decision.
Mm-hmm.
So we're getting back to we're being tricked as a public.
Right. It's terrible.
Well, and these supplements, I mean, I used to work with a doctor that said it's the most expensive yellow urine you'll ever have.
Right. I've heard that too. It's the most expensive urine you can create.
Absolutely. Yeah. Because of all these supplements. We talked to a gentleman, you were with me, that was saying he spends over $70 a month, which doesn't seem like a lot to some people. But when you're unemployed and you're not bringing in income,
you're
spending
work.
$70 on vitamins and not $70 on food.
Right.
What is wrong with that picture?
Yeah, something's really wrong with the picture. I know we've talked about this before, but when we went through the T. Colin Campbell Center for Nutrition Studies program, there was a whole series in there about apples and vitamin C. And you know, the whole idea, and it's not just apples, it's everything. It's the synergistic approach that food brings to you when you eat food in its whole form. When you eat an apple, if you fractionate an apple and like separate it down and fractionate it down into its small components, you might find that an apple has, I don't know, 15 milligrams of vitamin C. But when you eat an apple in its entirety with all the other components of the apple, with the fiber, with the pectin, with the sugars that are coming in with it, with all of that, it's 1500 milligrams of vitamin C in an apple.
Right.
Right?
Right.
So come on now. Whole foods are giving us what we need if we would just eat whole foods.
And they're giving you so many more other nutrients and phytonutrients. Because if you think just one vitamin C, it's like calcium doesn't work without vitamin D helping it. All of these are working synergistically to heal your body, to nourish your cells. And when you just take one supplement, they can become toxic. They really can.
And pretty quickly, too. I'm totally going to rat Gary out.
Uh-oh, Gary.
Here comes the Gary ratting moment. Oh, my gosh. So years ago, when I was kind of climbing the corporate ladder, I did an awful lot of travel. And a lot of it was just national travel. I was doing a little bit of international travel, but the girls were little at the time. And I remember specifically calling in one time. I was in Chicago, and our kitchen was under complete remodel.
Talk about stress.
Right. Here's this poor guy at home. The girls were probably, I don't know, 10 and 3. And I call him and I'm like, oh, I'm having a wonderful time in Chicago. And there's all these buffets and there's all this. I mean, it was like, it was pretty intense. It was a political event and it was well done. Let's just put it that way. And I said, how are you guys doing? And he's griping at me. He's like, well, the kitchen's a disaster. I am having a really hard time feeding the kids, but they did have hot dogs, they had bowls of cereal, and they had their multivitamins.
So, woohoo! Right. You saved the day.
Saved the day with a Flintstones
and
multivitamin.
I was going to say, was it sugar-coated and chewable, all those gummy bears that
are
now vitamins?
The crazy thing is, somehow, it provided some peace of mind. In my mind and in Gary's mind, we felt like, oh, well, we were covering our bases. Yeah, because hot dogs aren't food. You know, we didn't know at the time the vast majority of information that's out there now about whole foods and plant-based living is such a mind shift for people.
Whole different knowledge base than what we even had 10 years ago.
Yes.
And we have to shift that thought process in our brain so that we understand that this is a whole new process.
It is.
You can't keep holding on to the old beliefs that a vitamin a day, one a day vitamin.
Right.
I mean, that's just like the marketing for potato chips. You can't just eat one.
Right. Right.
How are we supposed to grow and move forward?
Right.
When
you can't
if
just
all
eat
we
one.
Do is listen to what is 1970s, 1980s research.
Right. We have to move forward. And the research really literally says that for us to move forward, we have to eat a wide variety of fruits, vegetables, nuts, seeds, legumes, grains, you know, the foods that are going to make us healthy. And it comes from food. It's a real different thing when you take a vitamin C tablet that probably did come from food originally.
Yeah.
But it has now been fractionated, pulled out. It's totally separated from its original source, which I don't know, might have been apples, oranges, broccoli. I'm not sure.
Or a chemical lab.
You know, they do make.
The majority of them are made in a lab.
Wow. So they're actually chemicals.
Right.
They're not even
squeezing it out of an orange. Some are. But I think they're your more expensive ones.
What do you think about things like, there's companies out there that make juice type mm-hmm. stuff, right? And they take the juice and then I don't know if they freeze dry it or I'm not sure what they do. But then in order for you to get your nutrition, you get this little tiny packet
right.
and you pour it in water. And now you're suddenly like you're
right.
Superman because you've got your juice stuff.
It's kind of a pyramid marketing strategy.
Yes.
If we're talking about the companies that really push that. And I'm just going to go back to, you are not getting the whole food.
Yeah.
So how much are you really getting? How good are these for you? You're not getting any of the protein. Are you getting all the vitamins? Because a lot of the vitamins
are they
react
lost?
To light and
oh,
air,
right?
And things oxidize,
right.
just like we have issues with oxidation in yeah. our body. Vitamins oxidize.
Yeah.
So how good are they really? Or is it just a amazingly good marketing system?
You know, that's the thing that's frustrating, right? It is an amazingly good marketing system.
And the one I'm thinking of is pretty darn expensive, too.
Pretty darn expensive,
it's
yeah.
It's really expensive.
Yep.
And I think we have to go back to, are you thinking these through? Are you using current knowledge?
Mm-hmm.
Or are you just making an opinion on good marketing?
Mm-hmm.
I love this saying. It's, a mind is like a parachute. It only works when you're open.
Yes.
Oh my gosh.
Yes.
I love that, because if you're not open to the research, if you're not open to the new knowledge, you're going to be going back to the old ones. And
right.
the old ones say you can get what you need out of a pill.
Yep.
Well, if that worked, let me tell you, if that worked, $35 billion are spent on supplements. And what did you see earlier? $137 billion?
Right.
I mean,
the numbers
we can't
are outrageous.
Get the right number. I mean, it's
right.
like we both go to two different resources.
Yep.
And there's a huge gap between 35 or 37 and 137
yeah. the
billion.
The disparity is pretty intense.
Oh, it's crazy. And mine came from Business Journal. So
yeah.
who knows what the right number is. But when you look at a population that's looking for a fast fix, that's it. You're looking for a fast fix.
Yeah.
And we can't fix everything with just one thing. It's even like with a whole food plant-based diet. Yep, you're going to heal your body. You're going to reverse disease. You're going to feed your body what it needs so that it functions well. But we also ask you to include walking or some form of exercise
yes.
and water. And, you know, it's a whole process. You can't take a pill and suddenly be better tomorrow. You mm-hmm. got to work at this.
Mm-hmm. You know, yesterday we were talking and you mentioned to me that your friend had, you know, you had connected with your friend early in the day. And I know we were getting together sort of midday yesterday. And your friend had said to you, oh, you haven't exercised yet?
I know. And that was at 9:30.
At 9:30 in the morning. Well, you know, you casually mentioned that to me in our conversation. And and it struck me, you know, I'm not a nurse. I haven't been in the medical industry my whole life. I've been in marketing, unfortunately.
Ah!
I've learned how to teach people how to,
oops,
you know.
Sorry.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Oops. Hey, I'm
those
gonna,
bright colors, those
yes,
big bold words.
Right. I'm going to bag on marketing. It's really true. I mean, there's a
true.
Whole science and a system behind marketing, but I'd like to use marketing for good. I'd like to use the process for good. But what I heard you say was, without using these exact words, you showed me and demonstrated that you have to put the priority
right.
in place. So I haven't been focused on exercise. I've had little bits of exercise in my life. I've had little bits of, you know, proper eating in my life. I've had bits of meditation. I've had bits of yoga. I've
right.
had bits of, you know, all these little experiences where I bring some of these things together, hydration and exercise and food and all that. What I'm seeing now is it's not just people talk about a holistic approach. This is a holistic approach. When we're talking about
a
glowing lifestyle, it requires proper food, proper hydration, proper sleep, proper exercise, proper community, and an opportunity to love and grow and give and serve, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And we all have to think of that. And I do have to say, though, you on a whole food plant-based diet, you will get the results that you're trying to get from a pill. It's a lifestyle. Once you start to change your lifestyle, you will make improvements. Will you get it because you take that little tiny pill every day? Okay, 60 years old here. How many times have I taken vitamins? Still looking for that secret energy or whatnot.
Right?
I mean, how many years did you take them?
A long time.
And did they fix anything? You were still tired. You were still feeling overweight.
Yep.
You still didn't sleep well. I mean, all those things that we complain about are still there. So that magic pill that you're spending money on isn't going to make a difference. Whole food plant-based, you betcha. You're going to sleep better. Your skin's going to look better. You're going to lose weight. You're going to have more energy.
And when you're exercising on top of all of that, you're obviously burning some stuff on your body and you're moving some detox through your body as well.
You are.
Who knows how much detox needs to happen from all the vitamins you've taken over the years. You know, Dr. Greger with nutritionfacts.org, he published, and I'd really like to encourage our listeners, you know, we want you to believe us and we want you to hear what we're saying and know that it's truth, but we also want you to do your own research. Don't take our word for it. Go do your own research. Look at places like nutritionfacts.org. Visit nutritionstudies.org.
Yep.
Go out and find and corroborate the information we're bringing to you. In
fact,
just this year, Dr. Greger posted a video called Supplement Labeling Fraud is Widespread. And I'd like to read two short paragraphs of it, Sherry, and then I want to talk about it.
Oh, goody.
He says the regulation of dietary supplements in the United States has been described as, quote, too little, too late. Dietary supplements may be adulterated with dangerous compounds, be contaminated, fail to contain the purported active ingredient, or contain unknown doses of the ingredients stated on the label. I mean, first of all, what? Contain unknown doses of the ingredients stated on the label, but they could also be sold at toxic dosages or produce harmful effects in other ways. Dr. Greger says, as I discuss in my video, Black Raspberry Supplements Put to the Test, he quotes himself saying, if the composition and quality of ingredients cannot be reliably ensured, the validity of research on dietary supplements is questionable. Moreover, the health of the U.S. public is put at risk. Now, this is the part that I think is really crazy. He says, a private third-party company that has independently tested thousands of supplements identifies approximately 1 in 4 with a quality problem because it either does not contain what it says it contains or is of substandard quality or is contaminated in some way.
A lot of things are contaminated with arsenic, especially those green tea supplements. But I want to go back to that first paragraph.
Yes.
Did I interrupt you?
No, it's all good.
That first paragraph where you said you don't actually know what's in the pill. Or the volume, or how much is in there. But if you look at food...
You know, right?
No. Well, the whole food,
you know.
But if it's a processed food, they don't tell you what percentage the ingredients. All you can go by is the most is in the first.
Right.
The second most is on the second.
Yes.
And do vitamins even have ingredients on them? I think they have the vitamins.
Active ingredient and inactive ingredients. I think usually it'll tell you.
Supposed to,
yes. Supposed to, but it's a food. Interesting,
though.
It's a
food.
Yeah.
So it's not a drug. So you don't have a pamphlet. And that's the other interesting thing to get back to is, are there directions on how to take them? And are people reading those directions?
Right.
Right? So are we overdosing? Do we go, oh, geez, I feel a cold coming on, so they pop 5 pills instead of 1?
Right. Because they feel safe about it, too. They're like, well, you know, it's considered a food, and it's a supplement, and those are considered
and
safe
it's good
until
for
proven
me,
otherwise.
Right? It's good for me, so I can take as many as I want.
Yeah, weird.
Right? So completely different from a medication. You would never think about taking,
instead of
3 times a day, a medication, take it 10 because you don't feel so good and you want to get better. Or you don't have enough energy, so you're going to take a whole dose of vitamin Bs because you've heard it'll give you energy.
Isn't that crazy? The whole thing about medicines that never occurred to me that people, you know, they're not going to just take their whole bottle of pills all
never.
At once. They would never do it because it's a chemical combination. Right. But that's what these supplements are.
Supplements are chemicals too.
Right.
No matter what you say, it all gets down to chemistry. And there was a study that was in the Internal Medicine, which took 27 trials of vitamins, and it involved over 400,000 people. And the research said the people who took vitamins did not live longer.
Bottom line, they did not.
Nor did they have fewer cases of cancer or heart disease than people who do take them. So what are we taking our vitamins for?
Right. Exactly. What's the purpose if we're not living longer or having
fewer cases? Is it for insurance again?
Yeah. Right.
And if it's for insurance, I hate to break it to you, but you can't eat a total standard American diet, take a pill, and make it better. The standard American diet still comes with a boatload of cholesterol, a boatload of fat, it has no fiber, and very low nutrients.
Vitamin C is not going to fix that. A multivitamin is not going to fix that.
I just tell you, that study just proved it.
You know, Drs. T. Colin Campbell and Thomas M. Campbell, they're both father and son. So Dr. T. Colin Campbell is a PhD and Dr. Thomas M. Campbell, his son, is an MD. And they wrote the book, The China Study.
My favorite book in the world.
I
bought it six times.
Yeah, it really is a phenomenal book. And, you know, for the folks that are listening, what I would encourage you to do, Sherry and I have this conversation often. She loves to read books and to also to listen to books. What's your preference, is to listen to books?
No. Probably read.
Read
unfortunately,
more. Yeah.
More
hands-on.
Visual and than visual. Audio.
Yeah. So I am weird that I get books typically in all three formats. So I kind of live by excess. I get it. But I buy the book itself. I buy the Kindle version of the book, and I always buy the audio version when it's available. And then I let the person read the book to me, which I find to be super helpful. In the China Study, which is considered to be one of the most striking examples of nutrition and health in the world, it really is. In fact, the subtitle of this book is The Most Comprehensive Study of Nutrition Ever Conducted. And I want to read a little piece of this because I think this is really worthy information that our listeners will appreciate. It's a few paragraphs. This comes from the China Study and its lessons from China. It says, in the China Study, we assessed antioxidant status by recording the intakes of vitamin C and beta carotene and measuring the blood levels of vitamin C, vitamin E, and carotenoids. And among these antioxidant biomarkers, vitamin C provided the most impressive evidence. It says, the most significant vitamin C association with cancer was its relationship with the number of cancer-prone families in each area. When levels of vitamin C in the blood were low, these families were more likely to have a high incidence of cancer. Now, these studies were done in rural China.
Right.
Really, they were about food. So this
Absolutely.
Is not about whether people were taking vitamin supplements.
No. No. It's about food.
This was about food. So it says that low vitamin C was prominently associated with a higher risk for esophageal cancer, leukemia, and cancers of the nasopharynx, breast, stomach, liver, rectum, colon, and lung. But it was esophageal cancer that first attracted Nova television program producers to report on cancer mortality in China. Because this television program spurred their own survey, this one that we're talking about from the China study, their own survey to see what was behind this story. Vitamin C primarily comes from fruit.
Absolutely. Well,
right?
And plants.
Yeah. And he said, but he says
veggies.
Vitamin C primarily comes from fruit, and eating fruit was also inversely associated with esophageal cancer. In other words, if they were eating a tremendous amount of fruit, there was
right.
a way lower incidence of esophageal cancer. Esophageal, help me, that's your throat,
yeah.
right?
Like, it's yeah. your throat.
And then I'll just finish with this because it's so amazing. It says cancer rates were 5 to 8 times higher for areas where fruit intake was lowest. The same vitamin C effect existing for these cancers also existed for coronary heart disease, hypertensive heart disease, and stroke. So vitamin C intake from fruits clearly showed a powerful protective effect against a variety of diseases. These people
Absolutely.
Weren't taking vitamin C pills or tablets.
Absolutely not. And the study that I just talked to you about went right into that statement that they
yes.
did studies and
yes.
the vitamins made no difference. So
right.
taking an isolated vitamin or a multivitamin outside of food really isn't beneficial. And another thing I'd like to point out is the majority of those cancers that you just cited from that lovely book.
Yes. One of the best
also,
books ever.
No fiber.
Right.
Fiber is related. A very low fiber diet is related
higher
to
incidence
all of those
cancers
that you just mentioned.
You know, Drs. Campbell also go on to say, can we say that vitamin C, beta carotene, and dietary fiber are solely responsible for preventing these cancers? In other words, can a pill containing vitamin C and beta carotene or a fiber supplement create these health effects? And he has a one-word response. No.
No.
And the final sentence I want to read, because this is so important. He says, the triumph of health lies not in the individual nutrients, but in the whole foods that contain those nutrients, just plant-based foods.
Absolutely. And how many times do we have to say they work together? You need them to work together. All of these things in food heal us by working together and supplying what we need for our bodies. It's just crazy how we have been convinced by, again, marketing. Promises.
Yep.
And trust in people that they have the magic pill for us. There is no magic pill.
Right.
There is
whether it's from the doctor
answer.
Or from the grocery store.
Eat the food. Really, truly.
Yeah.
And we're getting to it now. The pandemic is really showing that the people who are eating whole foods and vegetables, Dr. Campbell has said it, Dr. Greger has said it, really the trick to surviving this pandemic, to this virus, is to be eating healthy food.
Right.
Really protect your immune system.
Right.
What protects our immune system? Eating healthy food, getting enough sleep, drinking enough water.
Right.
I mean,
moving
all of those things change our health so that it works better and protects you better.
You know what's interesting is I think about everybody wants not just the magic pill, but they want the quick fix, right?
Right.
So there is no magic pill, there is no quick fix.
None.
And most people, I think, have this sense that, in fact, I've heard members of my own family, extended family, so nephews particularly, have said this. And you know, young men tend to be risk takers and, you know, I'm going to live forever and it doesn't matter. And, you know, they drink heavy, they eat horribly. And I have heard these words come out of their mouths. They're like, I am going to have everything I want until I have to make a change. So they're willing to risk their health until I quote unquote have to make a change. But at that point, it might be too late. Here's the thing that I find really fascinating about that. They might be able to be okay for 10 years, for 15 years, for 20 years. And then all of a sudden, boom, a cascade of health problems hits them, not realizing that you look at a 10, 15, 20 year trajectory. But literally, when we're talking about a quick fix, you can literally begin to heal your body by your next meal.
You can.
Overnight, and right? As you
can.
Sleep, your body begins to heal until you wake up the next morning and shove bacon and eggs in your mouth and start that, you know, beating up process all over again from the inside. In the meantime, your body is struggling constantly. What's that process called when your body's always trying to find its balance? Homeostasis, right?
Right.
Is that what it's called? So your body's always trying to heal.
It is. That's its whole purpose.
Right.
Really. I mean, trying to heal, to repair
heal,
the damage.
Survive. Thrive.
It is. And what people don't realize is you're mortgaging your future, basically.
Right.
By everything that you eat today, you're mortgaging your future.
That
what
gives
do
me
you
goosebumps.
Want? Doesn't it?
Yeah.
What do you want your future to look like?
Right.
And visualize it. Do you want it to be in a chair watching TV with the remote control?
Mm-hmm. Or do you want it to be, you know, having
hiking,
fun, exercising, being able, having energy, you know?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
On your hands and knees with your grandchildren in the forest running. I mean, look at some of the people that are still running and still exercising in their 60s, 70s, 80s, 90s, that are still athletes. Mm-hmm. So we have to really stop thinking that just our pleasure is worth it.
Right?
Because pleasure is lovely. We all love pleasure.
Right.
I mean, pleasure is lovely. But are you putting it at the expense of the rest of your life?
I like this idea that you're mortgaging it.
Absolutely.
And I think most people have a sense of, you know, mortgages are good, but they have a purpose and they have a structure and they have a time limit.
Right.
But when you're mortgaging your health, there's no time limit on that. Health, you know, health is wealth. And once your health is gone, it can be really hard to gain it back, if not impossible.
Hard, you know, it's hard work. Just trying to lose 15 pounds isn't easy work.
No.
It really isn't. You really have to pay attention. Luckily, on a whole food plant-based diet, it's a lot easier than if you're on a standard American diet.
Yes.
Because it's tricky, right? I mean, right. Salad dressing has more calories than the salad does.
Right.
Depending on what's in your salad.
If you put 2 tablespoons of olive oil on your salad, that's like an eighth of a cup of olive oil, right? It's 200 and how many? 240?
About 40.
Oh my gosh. The calories are crazy. The grams of fat. Tell me if this is true or not. I thought I ran across something the other day that said your body has to work harder to convert carbs into fat than to just slide fat right into fat. Like if you
it's easy
fat,
just to store fat.
Yeah, it's just easy.
It's easy.
So if you're eating fat, you're wearing fat.
Right, and it's easy to use carbohydrates for energy. And that's why we burn our carbohydrates, especially our complex carbs. They burn. You use energy to actually create energy. So you're losing calories by actually creating and eating your calories.
Your
metabolism. But fat, it's very easy to store. And your body knows that. And it's the kind of the lazy way out.
Yeah.
This fat comes in rather than trying to break it down. I'm just going to store it.
Body just says, I'll just store that. I'll just hang on
Whatever.
To it.
There might be a bad
a
day.
There's a famine coming up. Feast or famine. No more famines. They don't happen.
Yeah, we don't like those. But complex carbs really nourish your body. You use energy breaking them down. They're full of fiber. We know that when you're eating a lot of fiber, you use more calories. You lose more calories through your intestinal tract. So you actually, these extra calories sometimes go out with the fiber.
With the fiber.
So it's really exciting to think about all those things. But is there a magic diet pill to make this happen? No.
Not so much. For our listeners, a couple questions I have for you. What are complex carbohydrates? Like, what are some examples of complex carbs?
Pretty much any plant, right? But basically, the complex carbs are brown rice, farro, beans are good carbs.
Yep.
You know, they're very complex. They're full of fiber. They're full of nutrients, and they break down slowly. So the difference is we're looking at a simple carb, which is white bread, cake, donuts.
Right.
You know, and your body breaks it down and immediately turns it into sugar, glucose.
When you say it's a simple carb, does simple mean that it's simple because it got stripped out? Complex means it has all its stuff with it.
And most most white bread, they actually add vitamins to it, right?
Oh my gosh.
Remember Wonder Bread?
Yes.
12 essential
Iron
vitamins
Kids.
Added
yeah.
because we care about you so much and we want your children so healthy. We're going to add all these vitamins. No, they stripped them all out. And all you've really got is simple carbohydrates, which is a polite word of saying sugar.
Right. So when they stripped them all out and then they put them back in there, like, look at us. This is iron fortified.
Nice?
It's enriched.
Yeah.
Oh, we used
12
to feel
essential
so good.
Vitamins. Yeah.
We felt so good about feeding our kids Iron Kids bread. I mean, it was totally marketed to us, busy professionals, you know, and it was totally white bread and it was totally enriched. And I had no idea.
And it was total crap. I mean, I used to love it because when I was a little girl, you could turn it into a little ball.
Yes.
You know, just roll it up like Play-Doh or something.
Right.
I mean, it was pretty disgusting. And
no,
it still is pretty
disgusting.
I mean, the bread I buy, you have to keep in the freezer because there's no preservatives.
Right.
It's going to go bad in a couple of days.
Yeah.
The bread that we buy that isn't in the freezer, you know, that's... If it weren't for all the chemicals, it would be going bad in 2 or 3 days.
Isn't that crazy?
And they've stripped away the nutrients and the fiber. Because if you look at a whole grain of rice or a whole grain of wheat, it comes encapsulated in fiber, right?
Yeah.
It's that hard little outside. And then inside is all this wonderful nutrients, all these phytonutrients, all the things that our body needs and is asking for, all the vitamins.
Well, the fiber. I mean, just the fiber.
Oh,
you know,
fiber is magical.
It is. And there's so many different ways to talk about fiber, right? You call it roughage, you call it...
Right. And did you know that supplemental fiber, Metamucil, doesn't do the same thing?
Wow.
So like if I eat a big bowl of rice and beans, I've got good carbohydrates.
Yep.
I've got the complex carbohydrates that are full of fiber, full of nutrients, heals my body, slows down my blood glucose.
Yes.
So I don't spike it up and drop it.
Right.
Gives me fiber so that my gut microbiome is happy, growing. It's a prebiotic.
Yep.
It feeds those organisms that keep us healthy in our gut, does all of that, helps to strip us of fat, you know, because fat in our diet goes away with the fiber if you're eating good, healthy fiber. Absolutely not the same with supplemental fiber.
So you take some kind of powder and you stir it into some water and then you drink it.
Hopefully
and
you'll poo.
You're okay. Hopefully you'll poo. Well, it's a supplement, isn't it?
It's a supplement.
It's a fiber supplement.
It's broken down. Golly. All it has is roughage. And it's really does no benefit other than bulk up your stool. So that hopefully you're going to stool on a daily basis.
Right. Yeah.
Which most people don't.
Most people don't. Because constipation is kind of a chronic illness in our country.
It is a horrible chronic illness.
Because people aren't eating fiber. What I saw a number, something to the effect of 92 or 97% of people in America don't get their fiber on the daily basis.
Well, and our recommended fiber is actually quite low. Mm-hmm. I want to say 42 for men and 38 for women. Yep. And if you look at that chronometer.
Yeah, chronometer or chronometer, C-R-O-N-O, yeah.
It's a free app and it measures what you're eating,
so cool.
The nutrients, the fats, the fiber, the protein. It really gives you a great view of what you've eaten in the day and what nutrients you've gotten through the day. And I get like
90 grams per day
of fiber.
I was since you brought it up, I have to look. And I did.
I love that app.
I love this app too. I just popped it up and I got 206% of my fiber 2 days ago. I didn't enter my numbers for yesterday, but 2 days ago, 206% of my fiber based on this, which I thought was awesome.
Oh, yeah.
206%.
The numbers are low for fiber.
Yeah.
The recommended numbers are low. But if you eat a diet that's whole food, you don't have to worry about it because everything you're eating has fiber.
You know, the cool thing about a whole food diet is you don't have to, when you're eating whole food and plant-based, you don't have to count calories.
Nope.
You don't have to count macros. You just have to eat a wide variety. And trust me, it's so good.
It's so good.
It's so amazing. You know, when you're
taking
cauliflower and cashews and onions and garlic and a little bit of almond milk and turning that into an Alfredo sauce and dropping that over zoodles, you know, zoodles, those little noodles made out of zucchini on a spiralizer. Hello.
Those are so cool.
They are so amazing. And put some fresh mushrooms on top of all of that.
Oh, I have to have that tonight.
I'm making that
tonight. Are you making that tonight?
I'm making that tonight.
I'm experimenting with hamburgers.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, using lentils, brown lentils, and shiitake mushrooms.
Nice.
Yep, and herbs and tomato paste. Yeah.
That's going to be so good. The shiitake mushrooms will add some liquid, right? Some moisture to it. How do you do the lentils where they don't turn out either too gooey or too dry? Like, how do you, what's your estimation on how to make this? Have you ever made burgers from lentils
before? I've made meatballs.
You made meatballs.
And they were dynamite. Yep. I mean, they were so delicious. Basically, you cook the lentils first.
Yep.
And then you, just until they're tender, you know.
So do you dehydrate them at all? Or do you just like set them in a colander or something to drain off? Or like?
Yeah, I drain them.
You drain them.
And then I add onions, garlic, and the shiitake.
Any
a lot kind of shiitake.
Bread product or anything to kind of bind it? What do you use for
binding? I do. I use oatmeal, but I think I'm going to try kiwan today.
Ooh.
See, this is what I do.
Yeah.
And that's why when people ask me for recipes, I look like a deer in the headlights. Like, oh no!
Oh my gosh.
Because I really do experiment with my food. But I'm going to throw in some kiwan and test it out. See if I can make a healthy veggie burger.
Oh my gosh, that would
lentils
be amazing.
Are so healthy for
yeah,
you.
Yeah, they're great,
oh
aren't
they?
Oh
my gosh.
And they pick up the flavors of things around
they do.
Them. And there's
and
so
they
many
have a
colors.
Lovely texture.
Yeah, there's red lentils, brown lentils, green lentils. Those are the only three I'm aware of. Are there more?
There's black. Which, think about antioxidants for black lentils.
Right.
All those colors would be amazing for you. I love the red ones because they actually almost dissolve in soup and curries.
Yep.
So they don't have as much texture as the brown and grain. So a lot of times I'll use that in like a barbecued sandwich.
Mm-hmm.
I'll use soy curls, but I'll add red lentils to them to give it more of a thick.
To give it a little more thickness.
Anyway, sorry, guys.
We always talk about food. It happens. Hashtag food talk. It happens. You know, going back to chronometer, and then I want to hop back into supplements. But one of the coolest things about I don't know if it is chronometer or chronometer. I don't really know.
I have no idea.
But for our listeners, it is a free app. You can get it for your phone, your iPad or your tablet and your
computer.
And your computer.
Yeah.
So I'm looking at it on my computer right now. And a couple of things about it that I really, really love. You can add your own recipes. So
yes.
I'm like you. I kind of wing it in the kitchen. I walk in. I'm like, oh, let's try this, try that. And I'm like shaking and baking and making things. And, you know, I have to later on kind of go back and go, now, well, how much of that did I use? You know, so I've got recipes that I've been able to put in here. And what happens is you get a nutrition facts label.
Isn't that cool?
It is cool. So you can, and I think that the nutrition facts label part might come with a subscription. So the entry level for Chronometer is completely free and it's very, very detailed, even at the free level. And then I paid, I don't know, $25 or $30 for a whole year's subscription. I can't remember what the gold level was, but very, very reasonable. And then you can really see if you want to know if you're going to reach your vitamin A or vitamin C or calcium or iron, you look at your recipe and you look at the nutrition facts. So for instance, a cauliflower veggie rice that I entered into here tells me that one serving of this cauliflower veggie rice gives me 116% of my vitamin A. I don't need a supplement, right?
Absolutely. Right. And if you ask the app.
the app Chronometer.
Whatever we're going to call it. ask the app, it'll tell you, like if you're concerned about your vitamin C, it's going to tell you where to get vitamin C. You can just push the little button and it says oranges and nectarines and apples and spinach and broccoli. These are all great sources of vitamin C. Or if you want to look up whether you want to do vegan or vegetarian, it'll say, okay, well, this is where you'll get it. So every time I look up a nutrient, I don't have to go through all the meats.
Right.
There's actually a button that kind of screens it out.
Screen out all the meats. Exactly. It's interesting you say that because the other day when I saw that 206% of my fiber, I went and I kind of clicked on that. If I hover over that, this really surprised me because I ate a lot of fiber that day, broccoli and pasta and bananas and blueberries and oatmeal. I'm looking at it now. Avocado, my highest source of fiber that day was dates.
Yeah. Oh, they're packed and sweet and tasty and all those other things. And remember, fiber. So if we say dates are nice and sweet.
Yeah.
But I want you to remember that fiber slows down the amount of sugar that's broken down and put into your bloodstream.
Then why is that important? I mean, from a medical perspective,
absolutely.
Why is that important?
It's very important, especially if you have diabetes, type 1 or type 2.
Right. Or pre-diabetes. You're on your way.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
You don't want your sugar to spike because your pancreas has to send out as much insulin as it can.
Yep.
You're going to have circulating glucose because you may not have enough insulin to allow that glucose to get into the muscles to get used. You're going to store some of it as fat. Mm. And then it's going to keep circulating. And glucose is a large molecule. It's not a very small molecule. It's very large. And so if you think of all the complication of diabetes, vision loss, well, those are some of the smallest blood vessels we have, right? You know, people have amputees because circulation is bad and those vessels get, the glucose decreases the perfusion. They're not moving as much. And then you get an infection. And bacteria and yeast love sweet.
What?
So there's a higher glucose level. So the bacteria and the yeast get in some kind of a small wound because you don't feel it because you lose feeling in your lower extremities because you also have nerve damage.
Wow. All this from free sugar roaming around in your body.
Large amounts of free sugar. So free you're eating things with fiber, you're not going to have that spike. And remember, whenever you have a spike, then you have a drop. And what do we do when we have a drop? We get hungry and we eat more. So we're overeating. So we're spike, drop, spike, drop, spike,
drop, eat, spike, drop,
eat. It's really harmful to your body.
Oh my gosh. Well, and the crazy thing too is we think about the glucose circulating in the body and we say things like there's free sugars floating in the body. But in fact, the old school knowledge about diabetes was
the urine.
Don't eat fruit, right? And the urine smelled sweet, but don't eat fruit, don't eat sugars, right?
But that's how they first discovered it, is because urine smelled sweet and tasted sweet.
Ew, who was eating it to find out?
I think it was doctors.
Ew,
not nurses.
Oh, man. Whole new thinking about physicians.
Well, that was in the old days, and it was very rare, but they knew that the urine smelled sweet and tasted sweet. Now, I'm hoping doctors aren't.
Yeah, I don't think they're doing that anymore.
But that's how they discovered it. But before we go, I really want to talk about the supplements that you do need.
Okay.
Especially if you're on a whole food plant-based diet. And we say this every week. Yeah. And the reason I say it every week is I really don't want people to put themselves in harm. Vitamin B12. You mm-hmm. need a supplement. Not a lot. 2.5 micrograms is mm-hmm. plenty.
It's a tiny little tablet, it's a usually under your tongue.
Small tablet,
right?
Or some people take a larger tablet every week. Yeah, usually under your tongue, yep. But I don't know that the science has proven that it's better sublingual. That's what I always thought.
Yeah.
Sublingual is under your tongue because then the vitamin goes into your bloodstream. Whole purpose of under your tongue. Just like nitroglycerin, you know, you absorb it under your tongue. The second one is vitamin D. Now, we're finding that people, even in sunny areas, are having a tendency to be low in vitamin D. And there's study after study that's now coming out that vitamin D helps reduce infections. And we know that there's some studies very early, but are showing us that they help with people not contracting the coronavirus.
Right. COVID. I saw some stuff recently about vitamin D and zinc.
Vitamin D is very important. Mm-hmm. Zinc, you know, you should be getting from food, but there are studies that show zinc helps reduce the symptoms of a cold or a respiratory virus. So
I got to say, if you have chronometer, you can pop up chronometer. Here's a good example. I can pop up and see that a couple of days ago, I got 87% of my zinc requirement. And at the top of the list is oatmeal and cashew pepper dressing and pasta and peanut butter and avocado and blueberry and bananas.
Yeah. All the foods I like.
Yeah. Well, that is kind of cool. You know, I always talk about knowing your numbers. And so when you say, you know, you need to have your vitamin B12 and you need to have your vitamin D, and we know that these nutrients, these minerals and vitamins are making us healthy from the inside. When you know your numbers, it gives you a baseline, a place to start from. Again, guys, this is free. This part that I'm reading to you from my screen right now, this part's free. Like, you can go into the part, into the free app Chronometer, Chronometer, Chronometer. And you can put this information in and find out what foods are supporting you and find out what foods you're eating that aren't healthy for you, right? Like, if
absolutely,
if I was really going to tell you what's in there, is corn nuts on that day, Sherry.
Oh, you do know that's just fried corn nuts.
I know.
Your husband was telling me that's his treat, and I just went,
I know. And I still hear you saying to me, you can't blame Gary for what you put in your mouth. And it's true. I'm not blaming Gary at all. Not at all. But those were in the house.
Vitamin B12, D.
And D, yes.
Now, there's some research that's coming out that talks about omega-3s.
Yeah.
We already know that omega-6, these are oils, right?
Yep.
Omega-6 is very high in all of our processed food. And you want kind of a balance between the two. And unfortunately, the standard American diet is very, very heavy. I mean,
sixes.
I've heard like
10 to 1.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Even higher of sixes. And you need that balance. So I take flaxseed chia seeds ground.
Yep.
About 2 tablespoons every day.
Yep.
You can also do algae.
Yep.
Omega-3s. Dr. Gregor recommends those right now. So a lot of information coming out about that.
Yep.
Would I take omega-6s and would I take fish oil? No. Because I don't eat animal products.
Gross.
But also, you just don't know where you're getting your products. And there's a lot of mercury right now in fish, especially the fatty fish. And omega-6 and 3s, you're getting from the fat, right? It's a fatty nutrient. So I would stick with algae, or I would just do the flaxseed and chia seeds.
And you just,
walnuts have them.
Walnuts are great.
Chia, you don't have to grind. I do. But flaxseed, you have to grind.
Right.
Otherwise, it just goes straight through you. You don't get any of the benefits.
And you just drop a little bit of it into your oatmeal or use it in your baking as making it into, you know, binders.
I put 2 tablespoons on my oatmeal every morning.
I do too. And I wonder if you could use flax seeds, like a flaxseed gel, in those burgers as a binder.
Actually, it was going to be my egg substitute.
Yeah.
Just to kind of keep it together. I know, this is going to be an experiment.
Yeah.
Well, I've not made these before.
I can't wait to hear how it goes, because my grandson asked me recently, he said, I couldn't believe what he said to me. He goes, let me just tell you something, Gaga. He said, meatloaf is life.
Oh, I'm with him on that. I really like meatloaf.
I do too, but I want a plant-based version of it. Have you made one? So yeah. Do we have a recipe for that somewhere?
I have some in my brain.
In your brain. But do we have one in an upcoming cookbook or anything?
No, not yet.
We should post that somewhere. Yeah.
We'll do that.
I'd like to do that.
We'll do that. The meatballs were amazing. I have to tell you, they were just delicious. And they froze so well.
And they froze so well. My gosh, you sent me the recipe for it. And
it's delicious.
I wanted to make it, but there were three kids and three meals a day. And it was just, then we were doing Zoom from home, boomers teaching Zoomers hashtag, you know, it was crazy. Yeah. Couldn't get it done, but
so,
I want to try it.
We'll try it. We'll talk about it more. And we'll talk about the cookbook more as we get further along with it. So, spoiler alert.
Okay, spoiler alert. Yeah. Yeah, there might be a cookbook coming in the future. We'll see. Something like whole food plant-based living to help you glow.
Oh, not sad American diet.
Standard American diet, sad to glad, whole food plant-based cooking to make you grow. Yeah.
Anyway,
you know, what the heck? We're allowed to publish books. We're allowed to, you know, find ways to reach more people and teach about the whole food plant-based journey. And to wrap up supplements, I know we've only got about 1 minute left, but I'd love to have you, you know, you talked about vitamin D, you talked about B12. You know, are there any sources that you would recommend? I know we don't want to endorse any particular products, but what's the best place people can get these things? Is you just go to your grocery store and find a brand you like, you trust? How do you do it?
I would definitely look it up on the internet. And if people would like, I can look it up and we can tell them next week. But I would definitely look at reviews and make sure that they're valid companies that have been working with vitamins and basically have an approval, have them looked at and approved. And we can come up with more of that information for them next week.
Because there's got to be some kind of a vitamin supplement seal of approval kind of a thing. I'm not sure that I trust the Good Housekeeping seal of approval. I don't know. That's gone away
many years ago. Yeah.
Marketing.
You know, Nature's Gate is a pretty good company. Uh-huh. A lot of those, and they are certified. They tell you, this is where you're getting it. This is how much it is. So there's a couple of other companies that are as valid.
Cool. Well, always it's fascinating to visit with you and to learn from you and to take the information and apply it into healthy living. So I really appreciate that, Sherry. Thank you for that.
Oh, so much fun to chat with you.
And to share it. Yeah, and to share it with our listeners. Thank you for joining us here on KCIW 100.7 FM on your radio dial or anywhere in the world, any time of day on our podcast. We thank you for joining us here at KCIW on the Ocean Mist Power Hour. We're your hosts, Misty Young and Sherry Carey Baum. We hope you had a good time with us today, and we hope to see you again real soon. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
The opinions expressed here are those of the individual participants. Curry Coast Community Radio takes no position on issues discussed in this program. The information provided is not intended to substitute for professional medical advice. Always seek the advice of your personal physician or other qualified healthcare professional before changing your healthcare treatment, diet, or lifestyle.